under the form of gangsters or whatever you want to call them, have just completely taken over.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hurry.
You know the Christian church today? It's a joke.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
You know that?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
That too.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Me, the lightning hand.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Well, that's stupid, isn't it?
Oh, bless you.
For a man like me to walk in it. Soon I got the weight of the whole world on my shoulder.
Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And how I'm being confronted by the Word of God to lay aside everything.
Glory.
Bless you, Jesus.
Could that be you?
Hallelujah.
If you're hindering me from doing what God tells you to do, you're awake.
Hallelujah.
And more, God's telling me to stay aside.
Yes, Lord.
Now, if you don't believe that, see how you're awake?
Yeah.
Because everything I do and everything I say has only credibility to those that believe it. If you don't believe it, my responsibility is to get a people to believe.
Hallelujah.
And this is the last time.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Most other men struck it. Most of you put it out of your mind.
Oh, my Lord.
Almost every day of your life. It's this is the last time.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Here it is.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
And because I walk in that profound, frightening thing, roll me out to you. And I desire to see a day, Lord. I really do. But oh, what a day it's going to be. All the weeping and the wailing. And the rich man died and he went to hell. The Galatian church age. And the priest of this age desire to make you rich. And rich we were.
Hallelujah.
And still are.
Yes, Lord.
It's announced, but we know so much.
My Lord.
And we don't.
Amen.
We don't appreciate God talking to us like he does.
No. Oh, my Lord.
Because. There's a cause.
Oh, God.
Because yes, thou say,
oh my God,
I am rich.
Oh, Jesus.
Father Abraham, we're being tormented in this whole world. No,
you're
being tormented in hell.
Amen.
We've been told about that. So you have one hope, that God will not suffer your soul to stay in hell. And if you don't think you're in hell, then you're going to have to give a little more help. Remember, when he finally gets his church, the gates of hell will not be opened.
When
Jesus went to hell, the gates of hell could not prevail against him.
Amen.
Could not keep him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Now, I just said something. I really said something that is so... We don't believe.
Hallelujah! Oh, bless you, Jesus. Glory to God.
And you won't do anything about fighting the fight of faith. Mm. Just like now, you're going to fight the fight of faith to believe what I'm saying.
Yes.
Then when it comes down to you, because you say, I'm rich.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm going to be good. Good. Knowledge, ability, opportunity. I don't need to say that. Because you think you manifest that. I was anybody out here with a great big desire to hear the prophet talk this morning? But God can speak to me. I need a prophet. He made a rule, didn't he? Now there will be a day when you won't need the prophet. That's the day of the Lord. Every man will hear from God. instantly, all the time.
Oh,
you ain't going to need a prophet.
Amen.
But that's not where we're at yet.
No.
Be sober.
Sober, yes, sober.
Call a solemn assembly.
Amen.
Sanctify a fast.
Amen.
Now you think that means don't eat food, huh? Well, what's got you fasting to this old flesh?
Oh, yes, Lord.
What are you with to deny the flesh?
Yes, Lord.
Sanctify a fast.
Amen.
But this old flesh is eating you up. You're so full of it. You don't digest too well, does it? If you were listening to me just before I came out of the reading room, I was talking about some things that's happening. Now, nobody would look at it like that, like I did. Anybody know what I'm doing?
Oh, Jesus.
See? Here we are again. Just about 9:30, I sat down and I spent 15 minutes live on the radio talking something like that. Something far from our minds.
Thank the Lord.
And you can't even tell me what I'm talking about. Is that what I was talking about? Well, you missed it again. See? I was talking about how they're talking about persecuting these Christians, but these Christians are Catholic. And I had the audacity and the veracity to say, the Christians that you say they're persecuting are not Christians. They're Catholic. Oh, I get it now. It's like Baptists are not Catholic. Or Christians. Black people are not Christians. White people are not Christians. Rich people are not
Christians.
Amen.
Stood right in that dining hall this morning, and I told you folks to stop hindering me.
Amen.
And you hindered me with your own belief.
Amen. Oh, God.
I speak then that I want you to believe. But what's important? Well, you see, when I read that report, and it's going on like that now,
Amen.
Most of the people that are being beheaded are not Christians.
Amen.
They're not. They're Catholics or non-Coptic Christians.
My Lord.
They're not Christians.
Amen.
There's a whole world where there's millions of you say they're Christians,
hallelujah,
but they're not!
Amen.
How about you?
Amen.
Oh, there's many Christians, but there isn't.
Amen. So true.
So frightening is it to hear God say that, it will smite your soul.
Yes, Lord.
Because unless you are in the faith,
yes,
you're not a Christian.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Now, if you're listening to me, you heard me tell you how it relates back to Scripture. You thought I'd pick it on the Muslims, huh? The Muslims ain't no problem. Your adversary's not the Muslims.
No.
Your adversary is more of these people who say they're Christians, and they're not. They're causing you more divisions. We know what the Muslims are. They're not Christians. They're not serving the living God. But what about these Catholics? What about these Baptists? What about these Methodists? What about you?
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody assumes you're right with God, aren't you? Huh? And then I'll say to you, well, if you are, you don't think I know it?
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm warning you to flee from the wrath to come.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
They are going to persecute, but if you're all done with that, they are going to. Well, who do you think is going to persecute us more in the tribulation? The Muslims or the Catholics? Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Hallelujah.
Well, who do you think is going to persecute us around here? The Muslims or the Baptist church or the Methodist downtown? You think you're going to say, I find no fault then?
My Lord.
Where's your base persecuted come from? From among your brothers.
Yes.
You can handle the world laughing at you.
Jesus.
But what about your brothers?
Jesus.
Where's your base persecution come from? From right here that's with us.
Jesus.
The scripture I quoted was that the kings of the earth are going to hate the whore. And then I identified the whore.
Yes.
That, in that little 15-minute segment I did.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
Identified both as political whore, which is America. The rest of the world starting to hate America.
Amen.
Not because we're Christian, because we're whoring.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Isn't this nice? All you fine spiritual people. And I start talking spiritual to you, and you're in another world. And the thing that troubles me about that is there seems to be no hunger inside of us.
Oh, Jesus.
That's phone call. That was there. You're telling the truth, but 91st Psalm, you know, says that. Yeah. What does the 91st Psalm say? That's not be fair, afraid of terror. Huh? No, what the 91st Psalm says is he that dwelleth. That's not a generalized psalm. This is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, and stands in the seat of the scornful. Have we had ungodly reactions around here? Huh? And see, that's where my problem is. Always had been. I've always preached to the people right in front of me. I never preach that goes far off, because you are far off enough. I'm trying to bring you a little closer to the reality of the times. By the way, I want to pray for Sister Sandy. Her mother died just a little long ago. And that's another beautiful story. See, the mother died in the faith.
Amen.
How do you know that? Because it's given to me to know.
Amen.
You think I would say that because of Sandy's mother?
No.
Your mother didn't die in the faith. Chances are your mother may not die in the faith.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Maybe you won't die in the faith.
Amen. Help, Lord.
So let's say you don't die in the faith. I'm not going to weep for you like others.
No.
So you, the tree falls, so shall it lie.
No.
You live in faith, you'll die in faith.
Amen.
Well, how do you know mother died in faith? Because a few weeks ago, she was offered another reprieve by the doctors who had butchered her up. She said, I ain't going.
Lord.
All right.
Don't you know, make that decision. You're like, if you don't do this, you're going to die? Well, if I won't die, then we'll die in faith. You know that? She wouldn't go. She said, no, you're not going to butcher on me no more.
Amen.
Are you ready for that kind of decision?
All right. Yes, Lord.
Yes. You're not. I can't have my own way.
My Lord.
I can't have what I want.
Oh, Jesus.
What I want then? I'm a madman, ain't I? I just don't have the rational mind of this world, do I? It's just most of you are carnally minded. You have trouble with my thinking. If it's on my carnal mind thinks, I've turned the way God thinks. If I think like a man, boy, you don't make sense at all, God. And then when I go through my mind, through my face, and I cry, my God, will you deliver me from this mind, this carnal mind? That, see, now, I'm not walking. You're right, you want to. I'm not walking as a carnal man.
Hallelujah.
See, and here you are, most of you who are carnal, you won't believe that.
Oh, Jesus.
One reason why I read that story is because I want to show you it's exactly what many, even supposed Christians, are. There are millions of them who have no place to lay their head.
Amen.
No water to drink.
Oh, Jesus.
And even though it is something, that even though they don't even know the Christ, they know about Christ, so they will actually die for that.
Yeah, Lord.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yes.
That even though they might end up denying Christ, Christ won't deny them. Don't let nobody fool you. All Catholics are going to go to hell because they're Catholics. Because God's going to separate them. You don't understand, huh? You think all you folks are going to go to heaven? So you're a Catholic, you know. You got universal thinking. You think like the world, that's Catholic.
Yes, yes, Lord.
You're not getting trouble, don't I? Yes, just Lord. The way I say it, ain't it?
Yes, Lord.
And that's what I keep trying to tell you people. First I have a phone call, please call me from over in Africa. Well, I could do it, but then what I say? I know what he wants me to say.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people want me to say, but come here, come over here and live with us, and we'll take all your worries away. If some of you are for good, you thought you were going to get here and you don't have to fight no more. You have to fight with your old flesh because it's right there, huh? And how are you doing with it? How's it doing with you? Are you waiting a long time? Huh? Hello?
Hallelujah.
We haven't got made up minds here.
Jesus.
No, we don't. Well, you and some different mind going every which way. No, we don't. The world, the church world is screwed up, boy.
Amen.
I even tried to tell you that the other day, because you know what I'm talking. You're not talking to people. Come on.
Amen.
The last in church is the fruit of the church of the open door.
Glory to God.
That church ate the word of God and took the spirit of God. And they did not discern the effect that they were going to have upon the body of Christ.
Jesus.
Worldwide.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't preach in prosperity. And we Americans, look how blessed we are. It's everybody wants to come to America. I should say that to you years ago. Why does everybody from every other country, I read the other day, do a survey, that emphatically over one third of all Mexicans right across the border want to come to the United States.
Oh, Jesus.
Why? It's heaven. Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
This is Satan's counterfeit heaven.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Everybody wants to go to heaven. But they don't want to give up the Mexican way, do they?
Wow.
Do they?
Oh.
They want to give up their.
Right.
Glory.
That's what I say. We sing songs and we don't. And let me lose myself. Have you found it in Him yet? Is your life in Him yet?
Jesus.
Or is it in you?
That's right.
Where's your life?
Oh, where
your actual life is His, isn't it?
Yeah.
As long as you keep seeking your own life, the life of Christ is not going to show.
Amen.
It won't be seen.
Amen.
Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. That all the ministers, we're all ministers.
Amen.
We minister to God.
Amen.
We minister to each other. And we sure don't minister to the devil, do we? We don't want to strengthen his hand, do we? Joy! Then why didn't we do it? Huh? I saw me get angry this morning again because I keep telling you that there's people in this community who continually fight my this prophet of God with your theological approach. And I hate it, God hates it.
Amen.
But you don't believe that, do you?
Oh, Jesus.
The devil's looking for a confrontation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Goliath didn't hide back in the mountain. He made a daily visit to the valley of decision.
Decision, yes, Lord.
He scared the hell out of Saul. And all the elder brothers who had mastered fighting equipment.
Oh, Jesus.
Not a one of them.
Jesus.
I heard a fellow last night talking about how he said, the Christian world, he said, oh, it's disgusting. He said, just take the story of Noah.
Oh,
so we made a nice little nursery rhyme out of it. Nice little story. He said, you understand what that situation was going on there?
Amen.
Where it ended up with every man except Noah, destroyed. Is that a nice nursery rhyme?
No. My Lord.
We've turned the truth of God into a lie. We've made it a fable.
Amen.
Out of where we live. I watch these guys talk about the end of the world, and they keep talking about how we're going to get through it and how.
Right.
I had a project the other day, The next 45 years in prophecy, well, I really declare on it, man. There ain't no gonna be next 45 years. You just haven't got time to see what you want. Sanctified that. Call a solemn assembly. Let all the land tremble.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Tremble.
Tremble.
Work out your salvation with fear and
tremble.
Why? Because if you don't work it out, you're not going to obtain it.
Amen.
Look how rich we have.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
And so I'm here this morning to see if I can strengthen that which is lacking in your faith.
Hallelujah.
Faith is a substance. It seems hope for.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, just get it done, Lord. Email. I'm listening on shortwave 11825. Now, see, I got to stop right again because the people listen to me. Every day, I can't hear it. Well, just recently, we added another frequency that bombards America from coast to coast. I don't know that! I don't know that! Damn, generation! And you hear me say there's no excuse for anybody not hearing. How in the world can you use, I didn't hear that. When that's all you hear all day long. The spirit, the action of heaven. And you know, you said, I didn't hear that. See, if I hadn't heard the Spirit of God talk me about that article I got this morning, it's jumping at me. The kings of the earth shall hate the whore. And the whore is going to exercise all the power of the other whore. What the Catholic Church is doing is they're making the world hate them.
Oh, God.
And when they hate the Catholic Church, they think they're hating Christians. You're missing.
Thank God.
You're aborting the Church of Jesus Christ. Ain't going to work. Take your shot at Catholics all day long. Baptists all day long. You're not going to get the church. All day long, you're not going to bring it. It ain't going to work.
No.
We well, sure talk wrong. You sure do, don't it? Am I not supposed to talk bold?
Amen.
If I'm righteous, and I am,
Amen.
Not on my own.
Amen.
He raised me up. See, I get these things all day long. Pro and con, one way or the other. This is a man that listens very diligently. And he mentions the frequency, you people in America, and even in Europe. I hear about this frequency all the time since we've done this. Can somebody tell us what it is? It's 11825. Some weeks ago, I asked Jeff to get me a signal, and he picked up this one for 24 hours.
Oh, Jesus.
Target to America. And I get reports from all, wow, wow, Alaska, Canada, Nova Scotia, Texas. We're hearing you on 11825. Now, those are not, that's not their WCR. We still got that one. It doesn't move, yeah. You know, when I hear from people, for instance, I hear from this guy in Romania, where they have this short wave, they're always... Anytime I write to him, he'll come back.
Oh,
the other day I put an email up. It has to do with the terrible situation around the world. And of course, he's on there, Walter's on there. I have him on an email. And so, bang! There are these guys in the world out there with... And so he helped it. I sent it to this man who runs this Romanian short wave, because I've been off of that for a while. You people still don't understand, even though God miraculously has given us money to continue, every day we have to fight the fight of faith.
Yeah.
In fact, for instance, I got one right now again, where they want to put me back on a station in the Philippines, the biggest AM station in the Philippines. Predominant Catholic state nation. What did you take a bus yet? Well, I haven't waiting on it. What are you waiting on? I'm waiting for God to clear me on it. Because it's going to cost some money. And it's going to take a little extra to get it to over there to them.
Oh, Jesus.
But they will not take it live. So I have to... I don't sit in the radio twiddling my thumbs. Many times I'm sitting over there broadcasting. For instance, it took more time on WWE, but they don't take it live. They take the one broadcast live, but the 30-minute one, they don't. So I've got to make a special broadcast, put it up this thing, download it. Sounds easy, huh? So you people in America, we're on 7 shortwaves right now. They're coming to America. We're on 15250, which they give to me. I mean, pay for. Hold on there! Hold on there! Boy, I hate that damn spirit that comes out of you people. When you tell me you didn't know that, you tell me I didn't hear about that. And you don't tell me I've been through all this talking and you don't hear me? And then when I say you didn't hear me, you get mad at me? Tell me something. Have you been told about Saturday morning about how I go to the radio room just before service?
Yes.
And where were you when I let you out of the dining room long enough? I knew what time it was. What did you do? Did you run quickly to see if you can't listen to me? I know he can say something. He's consistent. No?
Hallelujah.
Did you not know what time it was? Why is it important for us to hear? Because you see, if I get you to hear, then maybe I'll be convinced someone out there
hears.
I need a little help. Where are you, Adam? And he covered himself, didn't he? Would you like to cover yourself? You're the reason why you... See, because even though you didn't, someone out there's heard me. I'm listening to my shortwave. I was studying Matthew 24, 13, and 14, 10. You are doing your part preaching the gospel of the kingdom in all the world. As for me, it seems to be more difficult each passing week. It's getting harder and harder. So we'd like to ignore what's going on because we can't deal with the reality of what is going on. I'm praying for a refreshed and renewed outlook. Well, that was pretty good. I thought there's a general consensus of the sincere ones around the world. I discern the Lord's body. I read that for that perspective. Come on, people. We're in the fight. Now, I have the strength of the devil. Not Obama. Not the Catholic Church. Not the black man. Not the white man. You're an adversary. Won't you move your from the time and this life would probably do something else. I think I have that scripture here. I think I also quote that. Demas hath forsaken me. Demas hath forsaken me. Loving this present evil world. No, ain't nobody would do that, would they? Loving their own ways, their own doings. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent upon me. And lo, a roll of a book was therein.
Oh, God.
In my hands. And he spread it out before me. And it was written therein, Lamentation.
Hallelujah.
Mornings.
Yes.
And woe.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Why do you people mock me when I show a spirit of mourning? Why do you mourn with me?
Yes.
Listen to those that mourn.
Oh, God.
Lamentations? Woe is me?
Oh, God.
Am I dying? You will win.
Yes.
Mark me because I seem so disturbed about, am I going to finish this cause?
Oh,
am I going to be able to accomplish this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't worry about it. Why not? I'm in a world where Satan is fighting everything.
Oh, Jesus.
Why do those devils leave me alone? I'm nothing, right? Why do they spend
all... Oh, God.
Because he knows the time it is. Yeah. And I'm tormenting him. How about you? God torment you?
Huh?
Are you another one causing trouble in Israel? Another one causing you trouble? Are you sure? You know the answer to that, don't you? Elijah said, no, I'm not the one to call you. You got trouble, all right, but I'm not the one to call you. I'm not the cause of your trouble.
Oh, Jesus.
You, your own sin. You're not somebody else.
Oh, Jesus.
You. Even trouble you when I tell you sins are forgiven. Because you want to use your sins as a justification to condemn somebody else for their sins. I don't do that. I ain't done this. But what have you done? Your eyes still there, ain't it? Son of man, I have made thee a watchman. Do you know that there is no other ministry on the face of the earth that claims or takes the responsibility and makes it very clear that he's a son of man? And the first fellow that ever brought that to me, because I didn't even know it was there, was Pruitt. And what did Pruitt try to do? He tried to declare that he was the son of man. Where's Pruitt? Now, I have told you that every one of you, in your spirit, wherever God has put you, among your family, your temple, that you are a son of man. You got a special message to you.
Oh, Jesus.
And you are responsible for that. That's why your family calls you, your children call you. So that you got to know the message that you were to give. You be ready to give them an answer.
Amen.
Well, why are you doing it, brother? Because I believe Jesus comes. That's the message that God has given the Son of Man. Do I deviate from it? Do I change it? Do I show you chances? Every time I got myself involved in difficulty, I was troubled about that message. And I even acknowledged to you people, I know when I fell in that sin and then had the audacity to get up and ask for compassion to a bunch of people that should have been easy to forgive me. And how many have done it? What's wrong with confessing your sins? Calling upon the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know that ain't going to work. We've been at it too many years. It's just they're somehow they're going to play a little God to themselves. Well, if you want to be God, then forgive sins.
Yeah.
If you want to put the prices in you, then forgive sins. That's God for him. Not for your sake, for his sake. I'm not fucking up here because of sin. I'm fucking because they won't believe me. I believe.
Oh, glory.
Believe me. Son of man, huh? Believe me, my friend, there is no other preacher that hangs in here. Well, you ain't got the right to preach Jesus coming. Why not? Right? I got the responsibility. Paul said he had the responsibility of distributing the gospel. Paul? Paul? One man?
Oh, Jesus. Yes, yes, Lord.
The only way you can do that was find people. I got that here, too. I'll get it for you in a minute. I'm kidding. I really was amazed at what I read when I read that little incident here. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel.
Glory.
Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
If I didn't hear the word of God concerning that They'd be like the Catholic Church. I told you this a few days ago, what the Catholic Church was doing. They're starting to make the power structure of the world angry with them. And literally, the Bible says they're going to burn that city. And since we are the political Babylon, they're going to burn America. Yes. America will burn. Yes. Solomon, you're up. Spiritual Solomon. Yes. Political Solomon. Yes. Religious Solomon. Yes. America will burn. Yes. The whole will burn. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on, black guy. Don't look like it. That is just no fine. Behold, today, behold, is come. The morning is gone forth. The rod has the rod. Tribulation. It blossoms. The rod. You know what tribulation is? The rod. A correction, pardon God. You're going to have to live purely, totally by faith, based on the Word of God alone.
Thank you, Lord.
I'd like to know why you people keep refusing that. No electric.
Amen.
No car to drive.
Amen.
No air conditioning, maybe.
Amen.
You know, we built this thing. We at first was going to put air conditioning in this room because we made the windows.
Thank you,
Lord. Y'all the windows? Huh? Because we were anticipating coming to sit down in the cover. But we'll be out to you.
Amen.
Now use this place for comfort when there's no comfort in this place.
Amen.
It's only in Christ.
Hallelujah.
I wonder if you all would run to the dining hall if it was 100 degrees. We used to do it, you know. And we did it all right. We sweated a little bit, got rid of some stink. Hello? We've learned the way of the heat.
Yes,
and it's
Lord.
Not been a way of faith.
Yes,
we need to learn Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Violence is risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
Nor of their multitude.
Oh, God.
Nor any of theirs. Any part of their life, neither shall there be wailing from them. I'm going to make a full end of this. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer, watch, in the same with thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
With all, pray also for us. This is Paul talking now. That God would open unto us a door of utterance. Why are you, Paul? Why can't I? Why can't I? Do you want to utter? No, Paul said that. This is the mouth. This is the one. Can you pray for me? They've got to give me utterance. See? That God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. I'm in bonds. I'm captive. I can't do nothing else. The mystery of the kingdom. Go back and read, I think it's Matthew. We talked about the kingdom of heaven. Read about the mystery. Read the parables he gave on. Talk to one of the wheat tares.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, who are the tares anyway? Well, the children of this wicked world. Who showed all them wicked things in people's life? Well, the enemy done this. What's going to happen to them? They're going to be gathered together. Have I told you what the bundles are? Does anybody else ever tell you? Have I told you we've gone through that part of the harvest already? Well, have I ever? The only way to spare you is to get you out of that bundle. You're going to get burned. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. In other words, don't waste your time with people that's out. Don't give that which is holy to a swine. Just don't do it. But Paul is my family. No. How many years have I told you? Nobody wants to admit that a lot of our family are swine. And they're dogs. And you go to them and you tell them what God gives you and they turn and rend you?
Amen.
Cut you up?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Have you not experienced that?
Hallelujah.
I got children. That's the only amount. I don't spend no time even trying to reach them. Because God made it very clear to me, that's it. Now, they're in God's hand. When He saves them, I'll be thankful. But if you don't, I'll still be thankful. Through what day? We'll take it away.
Hallelujah.
He does all things well.
Well.
If He loves His daughter. Come on, people. Say what you like. I rejoice in the Lord always. That you speak be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Well, Pastor, you don't have no grace. You don't have no salt. You people need to stop that. You need to stop making those kind of judgments against me. I'm pleading with you. Because it hasn't stopped me. It grieved me, but you need to stop that. I'm representing the church. The salt of the earth. And I tell you, the apostate church has lost its savior. They lost their savior. They're preserving me. And a prophet preserves. So he's got to have salt. Are you going to be cast out, trodden of men, and become good for nothing?
Yes, Lord.
They cast my name out for evil, but they can't trod me, can they?
Glory
to God. Your salt just right back up.
Yeah.
Why are you sorry with them?
Glory,
why are you sitting there saying, I hope they finally get them?
Hallelujah.
Well, you're wrong. No, not wrong. I can see it in your faces. What are you holding back in the reservation? All my state, and this is what got my attention right here. He names a man who we hardly even think about. All my state shall thy chastisement, I think you pronounce it, declare unto you. Here's a man that understands my condition, who is a beloved brother. Wow. How do you ever hear that name? And a faithful minister, and a fellow servant of the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose.
Oh God.
That he might know your estate, your situation, and comfort your heart. They said, Paul understands what's going on. And then he names others. If you want to read them, the big names, I'm not good at that. You know, how many know I'm not good at pronouncing names?
Yeah.
How many know that? But he names a whole list of people here that we don't even talk about.
Oh, yes, yes.
Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, that shall make known to you all things which you have done here. But the other one now.
Oh, Jesus.
No, Archivist.
Oh, Jesus.
Archivist. What a name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
My fellow prisoner.
Yes, Lord.
My fellow prisoner, smooth you. And Mark, sister, son to Barnabas, teaching whom you received commandments, if you come unto you, receive him. He's naming people here that we don't even.
Amen.
And Jesus.
Jesus.
Which is called justice. Justice. Does anybody know Jesus called justice?
Hallelujah.
That he is faithful in justice.
Hallelujah.
He called justice.
Jesus.
He is just God.
Hallelujah.
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 He told them, isn't that something Paul would actually call this man Jesus, which is called justice?
Oh, God.
You know why people don't like Paul? Paul just threw out all the old theology and brought in the new, a new and a living way. Hallelujah. Get rid of the long robes and the long prayers and the long your good works. You don't need that here. The shed cleanses Jim Christ. Colossians, and you try to pronounce those names. Let's talk Christopher now. You can pronounce them all, can't you?
Hallelujah.
That's good. I can't.
Jesus.
So I say, hey, how's that?
Jesus.
I get it.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm still trying to get you people to understand what Paul is doing. He's in prison.
Hallelujah.
He's right to the church at Colossae. And he mentioned a few names that we ought to even hear about.
Hallelujah.
If you haven't read it, you probably just scanned right over it.
Oh,
didn't pay much attention to it. Huh? Touching whom you receive commands, if he come unto you, receive him.
Hallelujah.
Touching unto you that you have received command. What command? Well, I'm sending this guy to you and I'm commanded to hear him.
Hallelujah.
Hear him.
Gloria.
Don't put any credentials.
Where is that?
What's your protection? I'm telling this man to you, he's a faithful one, he's a blood brother. I'm committing what I can't bring to you in person to him. Now I'm going to send him over to you. Now you hear him, you receive him.
Glory.
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 I'm asking the whole world to receive you people.
Hallelujah.
That's living testimony to them. Call you a bunch of nincompoops. You're not like that, are you?
Jesus.
No.
Oh.
These only are my fellow workers.
Oh, Jesus.
What are you doing, Paul?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Unto the kingdom of God, and have been a great comfort unto me. Epaphroditus, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salute you. Always laboring fervently for you in prayer.
Hallelujah.
That you may stand perfect.
Yes, Lord.
And complete.
Yes,
in all the will of God.
Hallelujah.
For I bear him a record.
Hallelujah.
That he has a great zeal for you.
Hallelujah.
Man of royal heart. And them that are in that zeal. Boy, that's a tough one right there, huh? All right, for us to realize that this church of Laodicea is a church. Of Laodicea.
Mm.
Brothers in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Luke, beloved physician, and Demas, Greek. Demas? Salute the brother which are in Laodicea, Nepheus, and the church is in your house. And when this epistle is read,
hallelujah,
among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodicea.
Hallelujah.
That you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea and say to Lord, that's the name now. Huh?
That's
Archippus, huh? Take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord that thou fulfillest. How about you, brother? You know you came, I gave everyone your ministry. Depending on your full
Hallelujah.
Confidence, your full spirit of Christ.
Amen.
See, I told you, that's one reason I'm still holding back on having you testify. Because I have been betrayed in that testimony. I've been through the betrayal. And a lot of these fellows stood down here and testified. I was the prophet when I was out there and denied the prophet. And you're not capable of doing that? One of you is going to betray me. But if only one of us, is it I? You're still not getting my picture, are you?
Hallelujah.
This is Paul talking. talking about faithful brothers, and there are no name guys. We don't give those names much thought. Go home and try to pronounce it. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds?
Oh, Jesus.
Grace be with you. Written from Rome to Colossians by two other men who wrote for me. Now, Lord, I'd like to go on to this other thing, but I'm just not sure I got that, what I was trying to get across to these people. Let me read one more line for you. These only!
Jesus. Oh, God.
Can you be the only one?
Oh, Jesus.
Can I speak that about you? These only?
Oh, Jesus.
Are you going to be like demons to say? Oh. We don't need it, you know? From that point on, many went back and... What? You just start to run well and walk with me. What hindered you? What hindered you?
Hallelujah.
Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by.
Oh, Jesus.
Unto whom he said, Ho! Such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. He took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, sit down here. And they sat down. And then he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that has come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a piece of land which was our brother Amalek's. Right? Isn't that the way you pronounce that one? Okay, it's close enough. And I thought to advertise thee, or to send a message to you, saying, buy it, buy this parcel of land, and before the inhabitants, buy it, and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, because you have a right to it.
Hallelujah.
If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. Okay. And he said, I will redeem it. Satan, you've got a claim to the world. Mm-hmm. It needs to be redeemed.
Oh, Jesus.
The field is the world.
Yes.
See, you've got to redeem Naomi and Ruth out of the world, out of the field. And the field belongs to the devil.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
He says, now you redeem it. I know I'm not going to get it, God. That's all right. I got it. So beautiful. Look what he said.
Yes,
he said, the day you buy the field of the hand of the owner, thou must buy it. But when you do, you got to get Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, and the devil said, I cannot redeem it. Redemption is under. God of the world. Mm. And he can't redeem it.
No.
He can't forgive sin.
No.
He can't do it.
Yeah.
He shed blood all over the world. Yeah. That blood belongs to Jesus.
Yeah.
He joined it, you know.
Yes.
I wish you folk who.
Yes.
And Jesus paid for your redemption.
Yes.
And the kinsman said,
glory.
If you have your father the devil, then you're a kinsman of the devil, aren't you? They're kinfolk. No? No?
Oh, God.
And your kid folks telling you, I can't redeem you.
What?
Can't do it. Isn't it beautiful that we are Christ? We can be a part of the redemption. We thank God for Christ's sake. Huh?
Amen.
Oh, what a preacher. And the king said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. This was the manner which they were redeemed. This was the pattern. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel.
Hallelujah.
Therefore the kingdom said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. You can have it. You're going to pay the price, aren't you? To redeem now, you've got to buy it. You've got to pay it. So he drew off his shoe, and Boaz said unto the elders and to all the people, you are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Amalekite and all that was chattel and hem and of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth also, that Moabite, that one who was outside the covenant, that one man, that really had to be redeemed. That one that said, you've got to be my God. And the elder said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that's come unto thine house like Rachel and like Leah.
Glory.
Which two did build the house of Israel.
Jesus.
And do thou worthy and be famous in Bethlehem.
Hallelujah.
And let thy house be like the house of Pharaoh, who terror bear unto Judah of the seed which the Lord should give the of this young one. Nobody knows what happened. So Boaz took Ruth. And she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the Lord takes you, a spouse, to be his wife.
Hallelujah.
And when he goes in unto us,
hallelujah,
and we go into the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
And the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord.
Yes.
Which hath not left thee this day without a king.
Hallelujah.
You know what that kinsman did to her, Naomi? He touched me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he touched me.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
oh,
he touched me.
Yes, 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 Lord.
And
oh,
the God that brought my.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
The lepers were the ones that have a run around and say, don't touch me. You so go yourself to the priest so they can be touched again.
Yes, Lord.
How many of you walk around with a spirit of saying, don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me? I don't want the word of God to touch me. I don't want the word of God to touch me. Don't touch me. You lepers. Go dip 7 times. Go show yourself to the priest. Touching Jesus.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
If I even touch him,
Jesus,
you know what he'll do? He'll touch you.
Yes.
How touch me?
Oh, yes,
Jesus. Hey, some of you brothers, I can help you out if you stop thinking that one of the day this charge of it is going to be given to you, not going to be given to you. So if you're waiting around for it to pass from me to you, there's only one coming after me.
Amen.
You know? That's it. And it's not you. But you might as well give it up. I'm not going to be replaced. I'm not going to fail. I'm not going to fall short. I'm not going to miss the mark. Because God said to me, I can't let you fail. And the woman said unto Naomi, blessed is the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman.
Amen.
That his name may be famous in Israel.
Yes, Lord.
See, that's the Israel that's going to be saved. His name is not famous in this church.
My Lord.
His name is not famous in this church.
Oh,
in
Jesus.
They use other names.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Glory.
And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life.
Jesus.
A nourisher of thine old age.
Oh, God.
For thy daughter-in-law which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons.
My Lord.
Oh,
God. Bless you, Lord.
Child,
bless you,
Lord. Laid in her bosom.
Lord.
Came a nurse. And the woman, her neighbors gave it a name, saying, there's a son born to Naomi.
My Lord.
And they called his name Obed.
Obed.
He's the father of Jesse.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Be therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us and hath given himself for us an offering, a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor, for fornication and all uncleanness, covetousness. And again, I wish I didn't have to do this, because you people are not accepting that in the spiritual realm.
Jesus.
You may have never committed spiritual fornication, but you have committed fornication in your spiritual life.
Lord.
You've been covetous.
Amen.
I want this. I want.
Yes.
Now, there's certain things you can covet as a Christian. Covet the best gifts. Desire them.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Covetousness. But it hit me the other day. Which is idolatry.
Oh, yes.
Which is idolatry.
Yes, Lord.
Which is idolatry.
Amen.
Let not be once named among you and become a saint.
Amen.
Neither filthiness.
Amen.
Nor foolishness.
Amen.
Or foolish talking.
Mm-hmm.
Moaning under your breath. Saying something that sort of contradicts what's being said. Nor jesting.
Make
light of it, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks.
Thanks.
I'd rather that you're going to mumble, grumble, get your thanks.
Yes.
For this you know, that no whoremonger, and again, the churches is what people are whoring at, the religion of the world.
Mm-hmm. Glory
to God. It's amazing how we don't like that. There's why I get kicked in the feet by these little gods who are running around here. You still want to talk like carnal men. This is spiritual language.
Hallelujah.
Unclean person? Well, I wash myself real good. I take a bath every day. I clean myself up real good. I'm not unclean. Nor covetous man,
who is
an idolater, had any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Watch that. Believing vain words.
Yes, Lord.
Giving you over to vanity.
Amen.
Then you have no power to save anyone. I got a word for you that'll save everybody. Forgive.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And Jesus, all those birds on top of the cross? You know, he's still doing that. No matter what these guys tell me, he's still sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Oh, yeah.
And when your name comes as a Father, forgive them. They don't really know what they're doing. You know you would have gotten yourself in a mess if you knew what you were doing. Would you? Did you get miss something? Did you know what you're doing? How about you married that wife or didn't marry her? You're going to be just much of a sin not the marijuana God told you to, as it would the marijuana that God did tell you to.
Hallelujah.
Or buying a car. Or doing anything. You God told
you. God bless you, Jesus.
Let no man deceive you with vain words, but because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience.
Amen.
You understand what he's calling? He said, children who have disobeyed.
Disobeyed.
Be not ye therefore taken with them, for you were sometimes darkness, but now you're light. You walk as children, but now you understand the weaknesses of other people. Now you understand the frailties of others.
Oh, yes, Lord.
If you're stronger, then you better than prayer of the week. Father, forgive us. It's too weak.
My Lord.
So you become strong. Well, in faith.
Yeah.
Have faith. Fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. How? But it's not going on with them. Just don't partake of their own. For it's a shame, even speak of those things which are done of them secretly. You know, I talked about that a little this morning. Some of you people think that God has revealed everything about your past. If God would do that, who of us would have fellowship with each other? See? Just as soon as I start revealing that I was a sinful man, look how quickly people's fellowship pull away from me. I didn't know that about you. What did he know about you?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Huh? What is your fellowship show when you start finding out something about people? God doesn't do that to you. Now, if you confess it,
glory.
Yes. I confess to you my situation. But I haven't told on to you because if I told you some of the things, there's no way that you and your state could ever trust me at all. You would never do it. Who do you love, Pastor? You found out enough about me, and how much faith does it take to keep on believing in me? A lot of faith. And the more you find out, try and determine now to find out one thing. But you tell me about this, and I told you how Christ delivered me. He brought me out all the way. Now you found Christ. Now you found the answer. Hallelujah. I just don't care why you're still here.
Hallelujah.
Bring forth. Reject me, son.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you,
we should sing a song the other day. I wish we'd believe it. Maybe update. Jesus brought me out. All right. Robert, let's update. Jesus will bring me out. All right. Remember old David Ross motto? Remember old David Ross? You never heard David Ross? He'll be all right.
Yes.
He'll be all right.
He'll be all right.
Everything God does is all right. It's all righteousness. It was right to save you. It was right to call you. It was right to keep you. It was right to come for you. And it's all right. Be all right. You know what I did this morning? I preached unto you, Jesus.
Jesus!
Hallelujah!
Jesus is the answer.
Yes, he is.
For the world today.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
There is no other way.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Why is your conscience fallen?
Amen.
Isn't that the way I preach? You don't like the way I talk?
Jesus.
But you don't give us no respect.
Oh, Jesus. Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
I thought if I make an effort to come here like you asked us to, you'd give us little respect. You'd come right in again. Just no respect.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
We're just going to do what's right. Everybody knows what's right. We will enter his gates with thanksgiving. and he went leaping and shouting. Sitting in the way, then you don't have to do it.
Amen.
If you're cruising by the old fashioned, look ridiculous. Why are you people from that agony that's going on in your heart? Because you're thinking to yourself something that you can't stand when I talk like this. I'm telling you, I've tried to warn you. Nobody else has ever warned you.
Oh, Jesus.
Self-deception is the only thing that can deceive the very limb.
Hallelujah.
He that thinketh he is something when he is. Are you nothing? Did Paul find out he was nothing?
Oh, yes.
Did Paul examine Stephen's in the faith?
Yes.
And he had enough faith to say, I am nothing.
Nothing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
And believed it?
Yes.
Glory. Glory.
When I think what God dealt with me, I said, my God, I'm nothing. I'm nothing.
Nothing.
Now, those poor devils out there, they keep trying to convince you I am something. The hope of their music.
Hallelujah.
I promise you, I get back to the radio room, there my old friend, he heard every word I said. He'll latch on to something, and he'll say, I said, is that what you heard? Because I don't answer them anymore. I would like to tell them that I'm pretty well blocked and pretty good. And I don't go searching for the word change.
My Lord.
And you don't stand it, huh? Yeah, we found a way to switch them off, put them in the junk pile. The computer calls it trash.
Oh,
God. We do trash.
Hallelujah.
And when I look up and I see some things in the trash, I put the little button, go to the rest, and say, get it out.
Glory.
And my computer will give a little noise like throwing into a trash can. And here it goes.
Yes.
Hey, boys. Don't join the devil. Don't be on his side.
Amen.
It's not gonna prosper you.
Amen.
Give you all diligence to listen to me. No matter whether you think there's nothing to it or not, just listen to it and then hear what the Spirit says.
Yes,
he'll pinpoint exactly what I say for your sister.
Glory.
Amen.
Wonderful, Jesus.
Well, I was in college. DGT. Now, if I went and lodged on that, I'd really get in trouble, wouldn't I? Is anybody here hooked on tea? Hey, Mama, the tea ain't going to heal me. The Lord's going to heal me. You want to fall through though, ain't you? Gives you a chance to. You forget sometimes, Mama.
Oh, bless you.
When I walk into that dining room, I look for my cup of tea. I don't like tea at all, especially that kind. But you know what I do with it when you put it down in front of me? What do I do with it? I got coffee then, I got grape juice there, but she put that cup of tea down, I put them aside, and if I'm going to let you upset over Chicago, I'm going to drink that tea, because Mom's giving it to me in faith, and I'm receiving it in faith. And see what I do with her the other day, she's walking, and I said, what happened to your glasses? And she said, oh, I don't need them anymore. What happened? Well, I go out here and I get mint tea, right? Mint leaves. The leaves. Blueberry? Oh, blueberry. Blueberry leaves. Boy, we have a lot of blueberry leaves around here. Wow, we could have blueberry tea for them. We'd have somebody pick them, though. No fear of that.
Hallelujah.
No, there ain't nobody going around to start picking blueberry leaves. Not very many. You look at the hard time we have just getting to pick the blueberries.
God bless you, Lord.
Well, one thing I'll tell you about it, it's not sweet tea. It ain't got a good taste. It don't even compare with the blueberries. So with my vinegar, you know what I do with it? I drink it down fast. I let it sit there. Grape juice over here. And I went to drink that grape juice, and I get around to the bombs brought me the tea. I reach over. Then I taste the seed, the water's good. So you keep on bringing me that tea, okay? What did the fellow say about you? Talk up!
I guarantee you, you'll grow Christian.
Some guy walks into a Subway store that he never goes into. Nobody in the store but one little old woman. Look at that, you folk don't. That was played throughout the night several times.
Yes.
And I started talking about it, and somebody said, I didn't hear that. How could you not? See, you don't put no credibility to what I do, do you?
Amen.
You know the thrust of the story?
Oh, yes.
You hear me talking about how God made himself so real, so he's one God made himself real to him.
Hallelujah.
And he was supposed to be with God. Come on, God, talk to me.
Hallelujah.
Where is it?
Amen.
He had to hear God talk to him, say, stop the subway. So he never does. Did God know something about the subway that he didn't know? Boy, you people are something else. Aren't you glad I believe you? What about just a blah, 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 blah? Yeah, it's like an angry God. That's what he told me.
Oh, bless you.
Since I was going to work and I stopped at a subway place I never go at.
Amen.
You hear that now, youngins? Daddy just stopped at the subway. Would you like to have a subway sandwich? Oh, Daddy. They now know you go to Subway.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You would?
Thank you.
He made you one at home. How would make you one? Yeah. He made you a subway sandwich.
Thank you, God.
Won't have no pork on it, though.
Thank you, God.
I'm mocking, ain't I? Yeah, I'm mocking. That's what he likes, they mock. But you do it your way. That story is very beautiful. He went into the subway, nobody there, early in the morning, ordered a coffee, and then walks a man.
Amen.
And the man walks in, turns around to him, says, I guarantee. Who are you to guarantee that he's a Christian?
Yeah, who are you?
Who are you? Who knows that you're a Christian more than the guarantee? You got a guarantee! The name of Jesus! Hallelujah! Glory be to God! Wow! And it was a double witness. First he said to the woman, said, I guarantee that's a real Christian. There's not real Christians around?
Angels know.
Glory.
Angels know the difference.
Glory.
Hallelujah. You know God sends an angel messenger to you all the time saying, I guarantee. I'm the guarantee. I'm going to guarantee you are a Christian. A real Christian. Tell you what, I can turn to you for a testimony. If you remember his writing, he said, I'm going to testify. He didn't even hear it. See? He started out by saying we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. What would make somebody a real Christian? Somebody overcomes by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of his testimony. Huh? So he said, I'm going to give my testimony. That's what he said. Lord, how do you recall all that shit? Because I take heed when I hear them.
Amen.
I get what you do. These brothers can get mad at me because they don't want to admit that I hear what's going on in their spirit. See, I'm not going to let these guys rise above me.
Amen.
No matter how much. And I'm not going to let anybody here replace me. And God's not going to let you do it either.
Hallelujah.
And as long as you try to do it, you're going to walk away with your conscience down. You feel it? Just go and do what's right. Hold a man of God's hands up. Just do that. Well, if you do what's right, you're the judge of what's right, huh? He's the judge of what's right. He's the righteous judge. How many more times has God got to prove to you that I'm right? Not of my own righteousness. He raised me up. I appointed you to be over Andrew, to be over Stan, to be over John, to be over you. He sent me this day over you, over you, over you. That little thorn stick up there, gotta cut it off, don't we?
Oh,
yeah, a man walked in, looked at the woman, then looked inside. I like the words. I guarantee you that is a real Christian.
Hallelujah.
Wow. In a world where there's not too many real Christians, it's nice to know one. Said when God sent him here, he said, you can't die. Where in the world? You get authority to say that.
Oh, Jesus.
He said, my God, that's what God brought me to say. You can leave me. You can't die. He's not here trying to kill me. He's not trying to keep me alive. If you read the rest of his thing, you would see right at the end that he's more concerned about me being right than him. Because he's right because I'm right. And I'm right because he's right. And right at the end, his last paragraph was, let him be known that thou art God and the brother Stary is your servant. See, right at the end. That's what a real Christian will say. That's what a real Christian. So God turned to him for testimony. Oh, you like him? Yeah, I like him, but I also have monsters, don't I? Do I want him?
Okay,
you got an adversary, brother. And ain't your wife. No, your children. Twice. The man said to him, first he just spoke to the boy, said that. I guarantee that he is a real Christian.
Amen.
What a. Can you hear God speaking? You say, I guarantee you that's a real prophet. That's a real prophet. A real life living prophet. He said he went outside to see a car went. No cars out there.
Amen.
It just disappeared.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
So the Lord did reveal himself to him, didn't he?
Yeah. Big time.
Thank God.
That is a very
in the form of a man. How did God reveal himself to you? Me. In the form of a man. How's God working among you today? In the form of a man.
My Lord.
How's Christ working to you in the form of a man? What is man? Why, it's that what I've chosen to reveal myself in.
Hallelujah.
Or through, or by. We will testify. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Sandy's mother testified in her life, and then she testified in her death.
Amen.
Timothy. Describe her death to us. They told you about it. She was up, taken to the bathroom, and she stopped breathing.
Lord.
Going home.
Lord.
Going home.
Yes, Lord.
She has gone home.
Amen.
She's got the master's bedroom.
Hallelujah.
And one day the master's going to wake her up.
Hallelujah.
Hear that old man?
Glory.
Hallelujah!
Yeah. Glory.
Glory. Somebody, he's determined, huh? You ought to let him out to you like that?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear that, Mom? You didn't know what I meant, huh?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's still looking at you.
Yes,
to make you what you ought to be.
That's right. Thank God.
Glory.
Come on, Daisy.
Hallelujah.
Push up them daisies.
Hallelujah.
All right?
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
I serve a risen Savior.
He's in the world today.
I'm good, my Savior. So we can't serve God. And I'll tell you, Peter, you don't realize how close that is. You really don't. There'd be a place where you won't even be able to sit. You heard the other day. You heard with him.
Amen.
The little girl the other day in school, she didn't even say, God bless you. She just said, somebody sneezed. And she said, bless you. and they put it on school. Because everybody knows that the only way you can be blessed is of God. Nobody else can bless you. Hallelujah. Whether I say God bless you or not, if I say bless, that's from God. Stood there, he said, Father, I want to stir up your pure mind. Remember me. I know me, God. I know me. Lost my eyesight, broke my vow, made a mess of everything.
Oh, yes, Lord.
But I do know what I was told by my parents, that I was a special child. They were going to use me to deliver them from the Philistines. So the only way to do that is get them all out of the way. So stand there. Remember the God. Put your opponents. Boom, down in the whole house. On midnight. Whack. At every one of them. And I'm not mocking when I told you how big Samson said to that little boy. Said, leave me in there, boy. That little boy let him in. Tell you what's going on, son. So all the Midianites here to watch, to make fun of you. Get a manga, not literally. Look, isn't that something? And you folks don't believe I'm telling the story right, do you?
Hallelujah.
They gather together one day to make a mockery of Samson. Or Samson's God. Tell me, Lord, I'm trying not to get angry at this house again. I always want to question the way I present the scriptures. I'm not going to make a little fairy tale out of this story. It's a very real, serious time.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
How many days does Samson have to walk around that gristmill with his hand tied to it? Tied to it. He wasn't being chastised by God. Here's a man who could snap the ropes. Here's a man who could catch it. What, 100 foxes? 100 foxes and then tie their tails together? Yeah. Try to catch one out.
It'll be a long day.
Huh? What out and try to get one of the big bosses fuel on fire?
Hallelujah.
Huh? And he was messing with Delilah. Yeah. And he'd have been all right if he would have told a secret of his shame. She got mad at his boy. I thought you said you love me, Samson. I do, but I love God better.
Amen.
And the third time, you loved her better than you loved God. Then God trusted me.
Amen.
Really?
Yes. Amen.
I got a piece for myself, okay? Because you all look so bored. When I had you stand and say, we'll be in the room, get out of here real quick now. I didn't hear anybody say, hold on, brother, got any more tells? You have. I'm not wrong, people. Where are you going to go? To get out of here, where are you going to go? Is your good thing to stay right in the presence of the Lord?
Yes, it is.
I hope God don't come down this place and just fill it with glory, because you folks won't want to stay here, will you? Oh, but bless that. Surely. Are you singing a song? Is it the truth, isn't it?
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Have you heard Sandy's song, Surely the Presence?
Right.
Yeah, where's that? Got to come hard, man. Well, what a pleasant look on your face.
Mighty power.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Samson. Yeah? Let me untie your hands. He wasn't afraid of Samson. Samson whooped a little boy. Where are we going, boy? Well, they just sent word over here. They want to see you out here in the arena. What's going on? I mean, I'm already tied at the gristmill. They've already stripped me of everything. What's going on? Why should they have a big holiday? Labor Day coming up. And look.
Oh, Jesus.
That little child led Samson, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said, where are you going, son? We're going to the arena. What for? Well, they all gathered together. They're going to mock you, God. You don't like it because I take it out of rubber. Faith, huh? Big, real thing. Real, real, real. These men, big old cheering crowd, having a big time.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
My testimony for you. Hey, stand the way to God!
Right.
Sounds of you!
Right.
Little boy. Yes, Samson. See, that little boy walked and talked with Samson a whole lot.
Glory.
Here's Samson tell the mighty workings of God with his hand. And how he longs to see Samson. Show his strength. But Samson had no strength.
Jesus.
The only strength was that little boy.
Hallelujah.
It's a little boy.
Oh,
you know,
Jesus.
Could have been in the end.
Lord,
the gripping arena.
What's holding
it up? There's two giant pillars right in the middle. They hold up this whole house of these Midianites. The whole house. Come on, Chris, you'll do better than that.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
Yes. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, bless you.
Hallelujah.
No fairy tale.
No.
No fable.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Hallelujah.
The boy.
Oh, God.
Are you leaving those pillars? Sure. What you got on your mind, Samson? I ain't got nothing on my mind. Get it? Got everything on his mind.
Oh, God. Jesus.
See, I believe in my God.
Hallelujah.
I failed him.
Yes.
But he hasn't failed me.
Hallelujah.
At least I don't think so.
No. Hallelujah.
So one of my hands in each pillow.
Glory.
Perfectly
yes.
Spaced.
Hallelujah.
Hey, put one hand on a cross. Let's put more cross. Boy, am I going to destroy some of this cross.
Glory.
And destroy them all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise. Just a few stand with me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just a few by the day.
Glory.
Just a few. Just a few.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I am determined. He's made it my mind.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
I'm going to get up, okay? Show us out.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Yes.
I'm building my church.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh,
bless your name, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Joseph, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tongues and praise the Lord. Men and brethren, covered. What shall we do? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The promise is unto you, it's unto your children, to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord thy God shall call. Glory. How are we doing, brothers? How does it sound, saints? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Y'all can loosen up a little bit now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know the Lord loves you?
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Amen. Yes. So, in response to a phone call, I don't believe you've heard it yet, but it's just the spirit of what's going on. It goes like this. I'm wondering, you know, what we ought to be doing. What's the next step? Brother Stira said that Jesus was coming 6 months after his death. Well, it's past that. He said that in a month when all the feast days fall in September, Jesus would come. What's going on? What steps should we take? Is that what you say? I got a message that, you know, there is two prophets left. Where are they? Well, that's not my take on it, but that's the message I get, and this is the looks I get. These are the conversations we hear. Amen? Well, obviously, we are still here. Praise the Lord. Obviously, we still have faith. Praise the Lord. So obviously we must say we earnestly contend for the faith, and keep fighting the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. All right, if we look at the book, it would say, wherefore take unto you the whole arm of God, that you may stand against the wiles of the devil.
Hallelujah.
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 The whole armor.
Yes.
The helmet.
Hallelujah.
Have your loins girt.
Yes.
The breastplate.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
Thank you, Father.
Glory God. Bless you, Lord.
Let's get to it.
Hallelujah.
Just for a little while, saints. So in answer, you know, what are you doing? The instructions in the book of Acts was, save yourselves from this untoward generation. So I'm endeavoring to save myself from this untoward generation in keeping the faith, in fighting the good fight of faith, in taking the whole arm of God and standing against the wiles of the devil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. But let us go back up and catch verse 13 or 12. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Where does it show up? On our faces. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. So we stand. Stand therefore. Have we done everything else? We stand. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. Glory, glory. Lay hold on eternal life. Of course, there are some things that we look for. Every word of God is true, and not one jot or one tittle will fail.
Yes,
However, we must hear what the Spirit saith, and God does all things in His time. When Jesus came down the first time, He wasn't received because somehow the wise men figured it didn't correlate with the Scriptures. One place they said, you know, how come the Scriptures say that Elias must first come? Remember that? We look for the man of sin being revealed. Is that not right? We also look for the making, this is paramount, of a glorious church. Not a bunch of people say they're the church and are fearful and unbelieving. But there's going to be a making of a glorious church. Hallelujah. Glory, glory without spot or wrinkle. Glory to God.
Oh, Jesus. Your word, Lord.
We expect great tribulation. What is tribulation? Well, it's the trial of your faith. Mine's tried sorely every day. My faith is being tried right now. Hallelujah. Brother James said, count it all joy when you fall into your diverse temptations. Hallelujah. Knowing that the trial of your faith worketh patience. Steps should we take? What should we all be doing? Well, let patience have our perfect work. Hallelujah. When you're patient, you possess your soul. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
How about the ministry of the two witnesses?
Well,
sure. These are things that are written.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you will hear the call because, Lord willing, we'll put it on. And I like it because it talks about things that are in the mind of people.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, that's why we have all the strange things happening that are happening.
Yes.
Because everybody's not steadfast and mind made up to wait on Jesus.
Wait, hallelujah.
But I'm of a mind that he that shall come will come and will not tarry. I might say my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Hallelujah.
I don't have a plan B, Brother Phil. I have faith down in my heart to wait for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I have faith to endeavor to encourage you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, how is it you have this faith, brother? Well, Jesus gave me. Yes. What is he doing with it? He's trying it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. The other thing Brother James said was count it all joy. Is that all right? We have yet to get to that right response. And often now we talk about right response. A righteous response. I think this is a righteous response. If we've heard the voice of the prophet, we believe what the prophet has said. I believe that we should wait patiently and rejoice in the Lord. Fight the fight of faith. Hallelujah. And encourage one another as we go on. Hallelujah. I think we ought to stand. And after we've done everything else, I believe we ought to stand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah, every word of God is pure. And the word will come to pass. You know, the spirit of the word. Because the word is spirit. Jesus said the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Hallelujah.
The word of God. Right.
Yes, Lord.
There are three that bear witness in heaven.
Yes.
The Father.
Father.
Then there's a word.
The word.
Then there's the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Well, these three are one.
Hallelujah.
There are three that bear record on earth.
Yes.
That's the spirit, the water, and the blood. These three agree in one. That means that they signify life. Without spirit, no life. Without blood, physically, no life. Hallelujah. Without water, physically, no life. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I give you living water.
Yes, Lord.
Told the woman that the water that you drank, you'll thirst again. But if you'd have known the gift of God, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, we're a bunch of people that have drinking that living water today. See, this is the trial of our faith. I believe we have, but we don't look like it. So that tries my faith. But since I drink it, I go on because I know that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now, how did you expect your faith to be tried? Somebody talk to me. Huh? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
That's right.
It is the evidence of things not seen.
Oh, God.
By it, the elders obtained a good report.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Did you figure that you could just lay down on your bed of ease and say, well, you know, I'll just drink some tea and, you know, eat a few grapes and pretty soon, no, we got to fight the good fight. We got to press in. We got to strive.
Hallelujah.
Not physically, spiritually. Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And we wrestle not against physical things. It's not physical things that cause us to have downcast countenance. No? Hallelujah. Yeah, we got some things in here working now. They're not physical things. But they're making a manifestation on our physical being. Y'all follow after me and let's make a good manifestation. Let's believe that Jesus Christ is coming. Let's raise our hands. Let's say hallelujah. Let's say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I heard one talk. Let me say, I'm going to try to say this so that I don't get in too much trouble. You know, so-and-so... oh, help me, gee. I don't know if I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Let's just say this. You know, people have an effect on you. We have an effect on one another. Brother Stewart always talk about our faces. Because our faces would have an effect. And it would affect the way that he preached. And how that he preached. Sure, he had a word, you know, but still he'd look out and, of course... He had to deal with us, our faces. No? Hallelujah. He said, take faith for you all to believe that I'm the prophet. Well, he said, take faith for me to believe it too. Take faith for us to believe that we're the people of God. It takes the same faith. Hallelujah. But even now, are we the people of God? Sons of God. Hallelujah. But some people you can get with and they strengthen you. The way you want to go. One way or another, they'll affect you. They'll have an effect on you. And some people you get with and they, you know, they don't help you reach the heights you want to get. They prevent you. They hinder you in trying to meet the mark. You know that, don't you? Hallelujah. Or we could say your family, right? I see, but we still like to go hang around them. Thank you, Lord. But we are here that we can encourage one another. How about that? Just by keeping the faith? How about that? Hallelujah. You know, you can give me a drink of water in the name of the Lord. You can give your sister a drink of water in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And we can say things in a way that we charge God.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And we should not charge God foolishly.
Amen.
What he did say was that he would come and save us.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That we would be a glorious church.
Oh, yeah.
course, that is through much tribulation. And all the word of God has to be harmonious. You understand that? We can't just take one thing and throw away the other. That's not how the truth is. But the height of the truth is Jesus Christ is Lord. He has sent his spirit into our hearts. The witness is within us. He that believeth that Jesus is the Christ hath the witness in himself. In himself. That self-contained. Glory, glory. Well, let's not deny that witness.
Amen.
Let's give strength to that witness.
Amen.
Let's hold fast to that witness.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Because whatever questions that we have about the time we're in and what's going on, ultimately we'll have to look at God. Praise the Lord, we can't pull anything out of our pocket. And don't expect me to even try. I'm not going to do anything without God putting it on me. We've had too much of that stuff. That's why why don't we just be still and wait on God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, God's an on-time God. He's a righteous God. He's a great husbandman. He's a great physician. So he knows how to heal. He knows how to bring forth fruit unto perfection. He knows how to save to the uttermost. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Now maybe there's a way that we thought it ought to be. How about that? Well, that's one reason our faith is being tried.
Yes.
You know, when we got saved, when we think it was the way we thought it ought to be, huh? We didn't think we'd have to put up with all this, huh?
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We didn't read the book, though.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? We didn't really realize the life of Christ and all it entailed. Praise the Lord. The King of suffering. King of sorrow. Yeah. Hallelujah. But through his sorrow and his travail, he brought to us great joy. Great peace. Even everlasting life. Because he laid down his life. Hallelujah. Well, you know, Pastor Rice, since it didn't turn out the way that I thought, I'm going to be nonchalant. Some are. I'm not going to strive like I used to. Some, yeah. You're not going to move me because I don't have anywhere else to go. Not you. You can do what you want to do. But I'm not going to let you affect me like that. Everybody understand? You can act like God is not God all you want to. Hallelujah. I'm going to say he is Lord. He is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get you to understand that we're fighting this fight of faith. And we need to fight. We don't need to look like God ain't God. Or like God is dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now some might think, well, Pastor Rice wants us to make a lot. I want us to serve God and be lively and have a blessed hope. A lively hope. That's what I want. That's what God wants. Huh? He wants some faithful witnesses. True witnesses. Huh? Hallelujah. Maybe I'll read it from the book then, huh? You know, it's just simple what we ought to be doing. Once you start in the way, you keep going. Once you put your hand to the plow, you don't look back. Once God gives you the go-ahead, you keep going. If your family don't go, you keep going. Your brother don't go, you go. Don't not go with me, still I will follow. Hallelujah. 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 to say anything different, did you?
No, right now.
I'm telling the truth, aren't I?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we come here, we should look lively, shouldn't we?
Yes.
We shouldn't be nonchalant, shouldn't we? We should be ardent.
Yes.
We should have enthusiasm.
Yes.
We should have zeal.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And we're people that are looking for the coming of Jesus, then we ought to be act like people that are looking for the coming of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Now, with our mouth, we say one thing. With our faces and our demeanor, we say something else. That's why he's not come. You understand that, don't you? We're talking about him coming, but when he comes, we're going to be ready. We won't be sitting around looking sorry. No, we're going to be hoping. Hallelujah. We're going to be expecting. We're just not there because we let the flesh get us down. We let that dark stuff get us down. Two witnesses to come and tell us that we're acting sorry. Well, here I am telling you. If we believe that Jesus is coming, and I believe he's coming, then we ought to act like he's coming. We ought to be expecting him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Again, the great husbandman has not come because fruits are not ripe. And we've been deceiving ourselves in talking about ready for Jesus, and we look sorry when the word of God comes. And we fail to gather. We don't know how to worship. Come on, saints. All of these meetings we had, and we've had meetings here. And they were to get us to be an expectant people. Even when Brother Stewart said, well, he's not coming this time. Still, he expects some people to be expectant. Some people to have some zeal and enthusiasm. Praise the Lord. But he'd always say, well, you ought to be glad he didn't come. How right he was. Look at us. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And on the other hand, we're blaming God. God does all things well, everything right. Yeah, this last day, this ministry, everything, God's doing it right. To bring forth that expected in. What he wants to be. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A glorious church. He coming back for a people that's watching. So doing.
Amen.
You know that.
Bless you. Bless you.
That's what we're to be doing. Praise the Lord. You know, all the things that must come to pass, nothing I can do.
Right.
I'm not going to charge God. Well, God, you know this ain't, that's foolishness. I just need to be in the place and state I need to be. You know, save myself. God's going to do his part. I remember one time we went over to Brother Spencer's place, and we were getting the stove. It was a good stove, and it was very heavy. This was before you came over. You all went in there to get it. Little skinny guy went in there to help us. Brother Spencer said, man, he said, you just get your ear. And the little wiry guy picked up his ear. Moved that thing on out. So all we need is just pick up our end. God's going to pick up his end. Hallelujah. Too often we worry about how the other fellow's going to miss. We don't keep our eyes on us. We don't mind our own business. We don't have to worry about God missing. You just get your in, brother. You just keep the faith. Hallelujah. You just keep watching. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you just look lively, have an open face. You just come in here expecting. You just have a heart to love to come here and worship God. Not be driven in here, but drawn in here by the Spirit of the living God. You have that desire. God will give it to you. God is, not what God is not doing.
Okay.
It's our unbelief.
Amen.
It's our sin that does so much of a sin.
Amen.
You know, the way we present ourselves is a sorry testimony to what God has done. Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, we're so concerned about all these things that God ain't doing right, you know. You know, where's them prophets and where's this and where's that? Huh? Well, where's your faith? Where? Huh? Glory, glory. Where's your hope and where's your joy? Huh? Where's your testimony that he's coming? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it is true. So we address that prevalent spirit that's in the midst. I've been a lot of places. Been to ball games, pep rallies, you know, all kind of things. Family reunions. Usually folk have lively looks. Here we are in the house of God. We're not all looking lively. Huh? And that's not right. You're telling me it's because something God has not done? That's not right either. You're going to tell me it's because Pastor Rice is up speaking? That's not right either. Hallelujah. I'll just tell you flat out and plain. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all see me looking in you and I, don't you? I'm not afraid. Yeah, we ought to serve God like he is God. He is God, you know. We ought to be faithful witnesses. Hallelujah. So yeah, you know, you look sorry and act sorry, then yeah, it affects my faith, you know. So I have to fight the good fight of faith. Huh? You got a brother that said, come on, brother. Everything going to be all right. Then that will help him out. But you got to have it together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there are things we're concerned about now. I tell you that. There's things that lift our countenance. I'll tell you that. Hello. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They're not necessarily things concerning God, though. You wondering where Jesus is? Well, praise the Lord. He's right in your midst. In your heart. We're resisting him because he's preparing the people for him to come. We're concerned about earthly things. We're worried about God picking up his end. How about our end? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When did that get done away with? Somebody tell me. When did God do away with entering into his gates with thanksgiving? Into his courts with praise? When did he do away with that? We should do that. Really? Come on, saints. Let's praise the Lord. What did Craig say? When God come down before he touched the ground, you better praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to always have our hearts indicting a good man. Beware lest any time your hearts be overcharged with surfacing and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day overtake you unawares. Take no thought for your life. Take no thought for what you're going to eat. Take no thought for what you drink. Your heavenly Father know you have need of all these things. But first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. should come in here looking sorry. There's no need for that. God beautifies the meek with salvation. Huh? Takes our old filthy garments, give us these garments of pure white. Huh? Put on us a robe of righteousness. Give us a helmet of salvation. Huh? We can gird our loins with the truth. Shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel. Somebody say amen. This is what the word say. So they're asking about why ain't God holding up his end. You believe his word. God is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slack. But he's just long-suffering, because when he comes, he wants us to be ready. And we're not ready. Hey, brother, he's long-suffering because he wants us to be ready when he comes. And he's long-suffering, and we ought to count the long-suffering of God as our salvation. We ought to come on and go with God. He's long-suffering with us. Say, come on, saints. How long have you been hearing about my coming? Well, I sent you the prophet. Hey, come on, saints. He's long-suffering. Not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. And the way we've been coming in, we ought to repent. The way that we look, the way that we talk to our neighbor, we ought to repent. Our mouth should be filled with praise. Words of faith to our neighbor. Encouragement. Come on. We're on the battlefield. Come on, soldier. Let me read the one. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Out of the Gospel of Luke. Thank you, Father. God is a good God. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, I know it's here. Yeah, the Lord is here. I know he's here. Huh? Praise the Lord. Send back the Comforter.
Yes, he did.
Because he said, I will not leave you comfortless. Are we witnesses that he sent back the comfort? Now, what I'm trying to do is get our hearts and our spirits commensurate with what God has done for us.
Right.
You know, he's done things we act like he's not done. Yeah, there's no need for us. Huh? Yeah, don't condemn yourself. Don't. Yeah, just say, I'm God's son.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And this demeanor, this look, it's a manifestation of some evil, some unbelief. Huh? Sure it is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. It says here, I got it in the book, it says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. How about it? Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. Ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord.
Wait, yes, Lord.
How do they wait?
Wait.
No. No, God, no.
Well, I'm reading the scriptures now. We should be like men that wait for their Lord. Hallelujah. You know, waiting for our Lord. truth is, that's what we do.
Yes, Lord.
No? You mean to be mean when we meditate upon this good law and our hearts and that a good matter and our face look like they do most of the time? That's not so. When we begin to meditate on this good stuff, we think on the things that are true and honest and just, and we get a lift in our face. Huh? We certainly get a lift in our conversation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's evident that we've been minding earthly things. We've really not set our affection on things above. We haven't acquired that taste for the things of God. We still savor the things that be amiss. That makes us an offense to God. He gave himself for us. He purchased us outright. There are no lien on us. He owns us outright. We belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. We act like we're our own. We seek our own. We owe all of our allegiance to the one who saved us. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe.
Hallelujah.
That's daily denying ourselves, taking up our cross. Following the good Savior. The good shepherd. Every day. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read the rest of it. Does God give me grace? And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord. This is what we ought to be doing. Y'all understand? Not, Lord, why hadn't you done that? And why had? No, we ought to do this. Is this not the word of God? We ought to do this. Ye yourselves, like unto men that wait for their Lord. When he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Hallelujah. Looking for him. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Even now when you look for him, he shall appear. When you get up in the morning, you get to your prayer closet, you look for him, he'll appear. You get in trouble, you look for him, you call upon him. We should just be doing what the word tells us to do and stop charging God that he ain't done something right. Job did not do that. He did not charge God foolishly. And if we are not careful, that's what we'll do. Hallelujah. Said, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watch. Yes. All right?
Yes.
Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
Hallelujah.
Of a truth, I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he has.
Hallelujah.
Here's an admonition. But and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. There's been many dates set.
Hallelujah.
But the Lord has not delayed his coming. He that shall come will come.
Will come.
On time.
On time.
Amen.
Amen.
Will you be ready? Hallelujah. When he comes, there will be a people ready. Amen.
Amen.
But if that servant say in his heart, course, if he said in his heart, it's going to affect his countenance and his doing, his deeds. You understand that? If he said in his heart, it will affect his countenance and his deeds. And he began to beat the men servants, oppress his brother, persecute his brother, persecute his sister. Why? Well, the Lord delays his coming. I'm going to persecute Diane. I'm going to persecute Ann. Or I'm going to persecute that one. Come on. Why? Well, the Lord delayed his coming.
Oh, my Lord.
Do we say in our heart?
Amen.
If we say in our heart, the Lord's coming, then he'll show forth in our love to this brother.
Oh, my Lord.
And our love to this sister. We won't take opportunity to persecute them. We'll take opportunity to bless them, to encourage them, to strengthen them. How about that? Now, what are we doing with this time?
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're going to give so-and-so a tongue lashing? You know, I've been told, you know, Pastor Rice, I don't tell you everything. Well, you don't have to. I've been tongue lashed before, especially by a woman. They tongue lash real good. So you don't have to, if your sister tongue lash you, then I know what it's all about. Say amen!
Amen.
You don't have to tell me tit for tat. I know a tongue lashing. They really hurt. All right? So you don't say the Lord delayeth his coming and tongue lash your sister. Don't do that. Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Let your speech be with grace, seasoned with salt. You may know how you ought to answer every man. Is that all right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So this is what we ought to be doing, brother. Well, he shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens and to eat and drink and to be drunken. Well, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. How about it? Hallelujah.
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 And that servant which knew his Lord's will, you know the Lord's will? Oh, we do know.
Amen.
Be therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour.
Hallelujah.
And ye think not.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
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 You know, when we were kids and our parents would go off, like they did sometime.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
We turned the radio on WLAC.
Yeah.
We listened to JR play the rhythm and blues.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we cut up, brother. Yeah. Of course, when they come, we can see the light turning around the corner. We say, well, they're coming.
Yeah.
We get everything in order.
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
That's how some want to know that Jesus is coming.
Okay.
They just want to cut up and cut off. Huh?
Yes.
Persecute their neighbor. Persecute their sister. Oh, Jesus comes. Well, I love you now, sister.
All right.
Isn't that how we want to do it? You know God knows that, don't you? He's going to come in a day when you think not. Cut you in sunder. And you'll have your portion with the unbelievers. You believe he's coming, then you love Jesus right here. Huh? This is the God in our midst. God did it that way. You know how he's preparing his church, huh? He's got brothers and sisters to help us. He said, you love me? He said, well, love Jesse. You love me? Love Dennis. Praise the Lord. How about Pastor? Yeah, love him too. In fact, if we love God, we love the brethren. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to read one from the book of James. You all appreciate the truth being told, right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, God. Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm answering the question now.
Right.
Said, you know, what steps ought we be taking now?
Yes.
You know, Feast of Trumpets is coming up. All the feast days are not in September, though. Oh, there's things that still need to take place, though. You do know that.
Amen.
But we shouldn't bite and devour one another.
Right.
Huh? Oh, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the feast days are a time that we should gather. Daily we should gather.
Hallelujah.
We don't do well. Huh? Hello. You know, with our mouth we say, yeah, we believe Jesus is coming, and believe Brother Stair was the prophet sign, the messenger of the covenant, but that's not how we come to the tabernacle. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Am I telling the truth?
Amen. Hallelujah.
So because Jesus wants to save you, this is why he's not coming. But, you know, he will come, and there will be some who will be acting just like we act, you know. Hopefully it won't be you. But if you read the book, it lets you know that there's going to be some who, huh? Right? Don't let it be you.
Hallelujah.
Would be shameful, though. You know, as much as we talk about the heathen and, you know, they hadn't received the prophet and they hadn't done this, and here we are, we have, and we're worse off than they are.
Oh, bless you.
If you heard the voice, you received the witness, then live like it. Is that wrong?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
We do know how.
Hallelujah.
It says, my brother, encounter it all joy when you fall into divers temptations.
Amen.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Yes, Lord.
Hmm? But let patience have her perfect work.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Amen. Oh, bless you.
In your patience, possess ye your soul.
Amen. Oh, yes.
The Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for the coming of the Lord. You know, those who through faith and patience inherited the promises.
Right.
So you all get the gist, the patient waiting. Huh? Patient. That means with confidence. Hopeful expectation. Not the Lord denieth his, delayeth his coming. That's not patient waiting. Oh, why God done this? That's not patient waiting.
Huh?
Patient waiting is confident that God will come. Huh? On time. As he said, he will work out the good work that he's begun in you. He will not fail.
Hallelujah.
And then he'll have a glorious church. Try them sorely. We should rejoice in this trial of our faith. There's no need to look down. Yeah, this is a real trial. We should rejoice in it. Yeah, we should have great hope in this faith that's being tried.
Hallelujah. Glory to
God. It's more precious than gold that perish, though it be tried with fire. And it shall abound under praise and glory when Jesus comes. You know, all of our trials, all of our tribulations. Praise the Lord.
Bless your name, Lord.
To whine and murmur is not the right response.
Amen.
We should count it an honor to be chosen to go through tribulation. We should be joyful in all of our tribulations. We should count it all joy when we fall into divers temptations. Huh? We should know that tribulation work patience. We need patience to possess our soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, all right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, we believe you, Pastor Rice, now, but, you know, when we get out of here and persecution come, we go, well, some will do it that way. It's written in the book. It all depends upon the condition of the heart it falls upon. You understand what I'm saying? Some receive the word, you know, with gladness and joy immediately, but when the persecution comes, then, oh, you know when it comes, not if it comes. Tribulation is just a part of our lot. It's what God's using to save us and make us to be what He wants us to be. Hallelujah. We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. Come on, Ann, put on a happy face. It said we must. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to save such as should be saved. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. James chapter 5. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. The husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it. See how he uses patience? Until he receive the early and the latter rain. Well, what's our next step? What should we be doing? Be ye also patient.
Hallelujah.
Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts. Settle it in your heart. Let this saying sink down into your ears, down into your heart. Settle it in your heart. Let us not be like children, tossed about with every wind and doctrine. Said, be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. But what's the next step? What should we? Well, grudge not one against another, brethren. Now we ought to do this, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
That we have the spirit of truth. Yes, that we may receive the things that God gives us.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Of course, without faith, we cannot please God.
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So whatever knowledge we get will not exclude us from the truth that we need faith.
Amen.
Are we looking for something that will give us a stay so we don't need faith? Well, we're not getting anything like that. In fact, the more God reveals to us, the more He shows, the more faith we'll need.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You understand that?
Hallelujah.
And we aren't doing so good with the knowledge we have. You know, we aren't rising to the occasion.
Amen.
Because we need to meet it with faith.
Hallelujah.
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 Not expect to get more knowledge so you won't have to use your faith. But understand that we'll need faith. Huh? Whatever God reveals, we'll need faith.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
If that's how you're looking for revelation, fine. If not, no good. Hallelujah. And if you can't have faith for this, you can't have faith for that. Is that good? Hallelujah. Now faith. Yes. Now faith. Not when God does what I think He ought to do. Now faith.
Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise. All right, saints. Just a little while. And he that shall come, yeah, he will come. Will not tarry.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Our Father, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God gives us all that we need, the time, the measure that we need it.
Hallelujah.
He always requires of us a righteous response. For everything that God does, for us to be here alive and remaining, there's a righteous response.
Hallelujah.
There's a work for us to do, a work of faith.
Yeah.
Huh? Work of charity.
Oh, God.
Reconciliation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Not complaining and murmuring and being doubtful and fearful.
Oh, Jesus.
Fear not, little flock.
Yep, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It is your Father's good pleasure.
Hallelujah.
To give you the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then come the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They that are on the rock are they which when they hear the word with joy, these have no root, which for a while believe, in time of temptation, fall away.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And that which fell among thorns are they which when they have heard go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and the pleasures of this life, and bring forth no fruit to perfection. But that on good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory. Give God the praise, saints. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to his name.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. All right.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, there's work for us to do, you know. God didn't call us to sit on our laurels. There's a part for each of us. Of course, it all requires faith.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It all calls for self-denial.
Amen.
You know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
The Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory.
The word of our testimony.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're partial in that word of our testimony. We talk about everything, but we're slow to talk about what the Lord has done for us. Yeah, we are. We talk about tractors and we talk about grandchildren, but we're slow to talk about what the Lord has done for us. And overcomers, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. And the last part we haven't touched, and we love not our lives until the death. It means that we're not seeking to save our lives. Or if we do, we will lose them. But if we lose our lives for the gospel, huh? For the cause of Christ and the gospel, we shall find them. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Christ died so that we could have his life, and we should just stop seeking our own.
Hallelujah.
We should get rid of our life so that we can have the life of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
So God has to get us out of the way.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
And we are staunchly resisting him.
My Lord.
Thank God that he's going to prevail.
Yes, Lord.
How about that?
Yes, Lord.
He's mightier than we are.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Let us stand.
Hallelujah.
So that's the next steps we should be taking, what we ought to be doing.
Hallelujah.
Like I said, we've sent out invitation because the feast days are coming up. And we say we will observe the Feast of Trumpets by faith, if the Lord wills, right here in this tabernacle. You can join us here in Kennedy, South Carolina. We're going to begin on the 25th at evening, 6 o'clock p.m. We'll be right here by faith, if the Lord wills. But we're coming to expect and to worship God.
Amen.
We aren't coming to cross our legs and hear what the babblers say. We're coming. This is the house of God. This is one of God's seasons. We're going to come and glorify God and receive from God. We should come like that all the time.
Amen. That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Some are expecting folk to come. Well, I don't know who's coming. God knows.
Amen.
But we should be faithful with the ones that are here now.
Amen.
We don't have to wait till trumpets to, start being diligent.
Amen.
Drawing nigh to God. Coming together to worship.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Having an open face.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we want to be faithful with us. Brother Spencer, would you pray for us?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dearly Father, we just bless you, Lord God, today. We thank you, Lord God. What good preaching, Lord God. And
thank you,
Lord. You have begotten us again to a lively hope, Lord God. Oh, yes, we didn't think you it was going to be like this, but you told us, Lord God.
Yeah.
And now we should be in a believing manner, Lord God. Oh, yes, and they overcame.
Hallelujah.
By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony.
Hallelujah.
And they love their lives. They love not their lives until the death.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. That last one, Lord God. We're having trouble with, Lord God. You know, Lord God, our lives, Lord God, which aren't worth two dead flies, Lord God. But we'll be saved by your life, Lord God. And we do thank you, Lord God, for being in a situation such as this, Lord God. And we should give you praise, Lord God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord God. I often think about Solomon, Lord God, and his servants, that they were happy servants, Lord God, and I don't believe that they were whining and crying about the tribulation, Lord God. I believe that they were rejoicing, Lord God, in the good place that God had them. This is a good place, Lord God, a good place, Lord God. We hear good word from the prophet and from the pastor, Lord God. We're in a situation, Lord God, to where we can do all that you require us to do, Lord God. This environment is perfect to be a Christian, Lord God. And we do thank you for it. We do praise you for it, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Let there be no complaining in my street, Lord God. Let there be no complaining in our street, Lord God. Oh, yes, we hear this and that, Lord God, but what you said is true, Lord God. It's true, Lord God. It's true through much tribulation. Oh, yes, we are in the end to the kingdom, Lord God.
Amen.
But we should count it all joy that we're on this road, Lord God. Oh, all the things that we see, all the things that we experience, Lord God, we realize, Lord God, that you have sent them, and we should say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord
God, that you're endeavoring to save us. Oh, yes, by any means necessary, Lord God. This is the right way. Oh, yes, so we'll just walk in it. Lord God, we'll walk in it, Lord God, and let it change us and rearrange us, Lord God. A glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. We thank you, Father. We do bless you, Lord God, for the prophet, for the pastor, Lord God. Strengthen him, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Give him strength, Lord God, from day to day, Lord God.
And
strengthen the body, Lord God, that we might have that open face, that we might be joyful in our King, Lord God. Oh, yes, you haven't done us any wrong, Lord God. Nobody has done me any wrong, Lord God. I know there's been times that I act like it, Lord God. Oh, yes, deliver me from that, Lord God. Deliver us from that, Lord God, because we're in a large room, in a good place, the place that the Lord will have us. Oh, yes. Do all thy good pleasure, Lord God.
Do it, Father.
Do all your good pleasure, Lord God. Come and save us, Lord God. Come and save us. We know that you will, Lord God. I remember a time, Lord God, my wife, she asked me that everybody had gone back to the city. She said, are you going back? Are we going back to the city? I said, no, this is a good place to wait. And God would send somebody. And he sent Pastor Rice and Brother Kirk. Oh, yes, so after 11 years, I believe I'll wait on. I believe I'll patiently wait. Because I believe what you said is true, Lord God, that you'll come again and you'll receive us unto yourself. I believe I'll do it with joy. With joy, Lord God. Truly, the joy of the Lord is our strength. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you.